It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you along. I'm Dennis O'Hare. One fractious National Party convention has ended. Another one is beginning. And we've got our political analysts back with us. Brian Robinson is a former deputy chief of staff to Republican Georgia Governor Nathan Deal. Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist who was National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Welcome back to you both.
Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis.
Brian, I have to start with you. Georgia is a state where Ted Cruz finished second to Donald Trump. After what Ted Cruz said in Cleveland, is Georgia coming out of this convention unified for what could be a battle in November?
There are a lot of schisms within the party because Donald Trump does have some policy differences from what traditional Republicans, particularly the conservative wing of the party, which is what dominates here in Georgia. We're unified by our desire to not see Hillary Clinton in the White House. That is one of the most unifying factors that we have right now. How unifying? Well, when Ted Cruz went and led a big stinker at the convention last week, he went and spoke to his own Texas delegation the next morning and got a very hostile reception. I think that's going to be true in Georgia, too. But what we don't know yet is how big is the Eric Erickson faction here, you know, this never Trump faction. If a lot of Eric Erickson's are out there not showing up because they cannot support Donald Trump, or who are like me and are considering voting for the Libertarian ticket, what does that do to the Republican turnout?
What Ted Cruz did was, I think, more aimed at Mike Pence than it was at Donald Trump, because what he did is that he said, listen, Governor Pence, you're not going to take away the power and influence that I've worked so hard for on this campaign to really be the voice and the face of the most conservative wing of the Republican Party. If you listen to it, the speech was basically a look forward for Ted Cruz, saying that I want to be relevant and I still want to be the voice of the most conservative wing of the party 4 years from now.
Not only did Ted Cruz do well in Georgia, but there was hope among many Georgians that Newt Gingrich, rather than Mike Pence, would be the pick for vice president. Does that make Georgia a little more risky for Republicans, even though they have taken the state in presidential election since 1992?
I don't think so. I think the entire VP debate and discussion will be long over, but long before anybody goes to the polls. I think the base of the party is going to be pleased with Mike Pence as VP. I don't think, however, that Tim Kaine or Mike Pence make a penny's worth of difference in this election. This is a Hillary versus Trump show, and that is that.
What about Georgia, though?
I totally disagree. I think that a pick of Speaker Gingrich would have definitely done well, not only in Georgia, but let's face it. I mean, Speaker Gingrich is someone who plays very well in the South. I mean, this is a gentleman who won South Carolina when he was running and doing the Republican
primary. Running for president. Yeah.
Running president in South Carolina in 2012. But let's get back to Mike Pence. This is a governor who signed one of the biggest discriminatory pieces of legislation that clearly discriminated against people in the LGBT community, and he cost his state millions and millions and millions of dollars in jobs because he signed this so-called religious freedom bill. And let's not forget, this is the same member of Congress, a former member of Congress, who led the effort to defund Planned Parenthood. That's not going to play well with independent white women and women of color voters who are very pro-choice in this country.
Let's shift now to the Democratic National Convention, which is just underway. Lots of Georgians are on the speaking bill. House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams of Atlanta just spoke last night. Meanwhile, we have Kasim Reed, Atlanta's mayor, on the speaking bill, former Senator Jason Carter on the speaking bill. Theron, Carter's already run for statewide office. Reed and Abrams are widely rumored to be looking at statewide office. All three of them have at times bumped heads with each other.
Correct.
So how do the Georgia Democrats hold themselves together when they're trying to project all of these stars and a unified picture?
Well, what's got to happen is, and it's something that I call on Chairman DuBose Porter to do, is when we get back, I mean, Democrats have got to get in a room and really say, okay, listen, we've come out of the convention. You know, Hillary Clinton is going to get a bump in the polls just like Donald Trump did. And let's say, okay, what do we learn in Philadelphia? You know, how can we sort of apply some of those things into Georgia? And quite frankly, I think with those three particular individuals in Stacey Abrams, Kasim Reed, and Jason Carter, if they decide to run in 2018, this is a great opportunity for them to not only build on their coalition, but to really get in the front of donors who I think will be needed, and if they want to run statewide, to raise a lot of money for their campaigns.
The focus that Democrats are putting on Georgia, though, should focus us on the importance of keeping this state red and of looking at the solid math in Georgia and figuring out how we stay at 51% or above, because it is slowly getting smaller every year. And Georgia's strong economy, being the number one place in the nation for business, that sort of growth is a reflection of the strong conservative principles of the leadership in this state. Our policies are working, and we need to make sure that Georgians stay in control of this state. But having Stacey Abrams and Jason Carter and Kasim Reed and John Lewis speak shows Democrats think that they have an opening here. It's our job to close it.
Final thought. Will we see either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton coming into Georgia to campaign seriously rather than come into Georgia, which they certainly will do, to use it as an ATM for fundraising?
Absolutely. Listen, I think you're going to see Hillary Clinton here at least 2 to 3 times before November. You're going to see President Bill Clinton here at least 4 to 5 times. But I'm very excited to see President Obama, who I know Brian loves, will be here on Monday, August 1st. I know you want to greet the president and tell him how great of a job that he's doing, and you want him to finish strong. But I think you're going to see a lot of Democrats nationally coming to the state.
I just wish he would come after my daughter is born so that I can introduce my newborn daughter to President Obama so that she can thank him for the trillions in debt that he has left her and her generation of Americans. And let me finish up by saying I don't think she's going to be here too much, because she may be having to defend blue states such as Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, which she's not planning on doing right now, but may end up having to do that if polling shows
it. Brian, will you be at the tarmac to greet Donald Trump when he comes here?
On that note,
because I will be at the tarmac waiting for Hillary Clinton. I'll even drive the vans and the motorcade, because that's how much I support my nominee.
And let me finish with this. I want to finish on the third party thing. I believe that this is a huge opening for the Libertarians and the Green Party. The Green Party has a natural constituency with disaffected Bernie voters. The Libertarians have a natural constituency with Main Street, establishment-minded business Republicans. This is lining up unlike any election in mine or Theron's lifetimes, much less just in our political careers. We may see things we've never seen before.
Brian Robinson is a former deputy chief of staff to Republican Governor Nathan Deal. Theron Johnson, Democratic strategist, former National Southern Regional Director of the Obama 2012 campaign. Thanks to both of you. See you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.